I'm not surprised this one at all.
No, I mean, it was
Galaria,
praiseworthy.
And I mean, it was so praiseworthy, she got all of Dorne's support, all of it.
Yeah, it's so praiseworthy that it won the category, even though it's technically not Kinslaying.
Oh, hey, that's a good point. I mean, like, yeah. No, I don't think you can kill your good brother, and, like, that's pretty much what the equivalent is. You know?
Yeah.
It's taboo. It would be taboo to do this.
Well, it would be pretty taboo to kill your prince, too.
Well, like, I'm saying, like, if Eddard killed, you know, Edmure, I think that Edmure. Would be, like, there'd be eyebrows yeah. raised.
Yeah, but this whole, the kinslaying thing, since it's, like, fast and loose, like, Karstark was, like, he called Robb about to kill him kinslaying. So, but the ancillary to this were the sandfakes killing Tristan, that was definitely 100% kinslaying. So.
Yeah, trying to remember what I voted. I think I voted Ilaria.
Yeah, what did I? No, I voted for Ramsay.
Ramsay killing Rhys, yeah. Well, and you're on killing.
No, Ramsay killing Walder.
Oh, okay.
And his little bro. His little bro would be the part that's definitely 100% kinslaying.
Yeah, well, because Euron killing Balon, that didn't do so well. That got 7%. And that still came in, like, 5th, 6th, yeah, something like that. But, you know, that's what won him the kingship.
Yeah.
But...
Well, not the kingship, the wardenship.
I'm actually surprised Larry boasting of kinslaying to the High Septon's face, that came in 2nd. I'm surprised that did so well. But, like, how dumb do you have to be?
Maybe the High Sparrow's really dumb and he didn't get it.
I don't know.